The military is investigating today's explosion in Mosul. Initial reports spoke of a mortar or rocket attack, but in a statement posted on the Internet, a militant Islamist group called Ansar al-Sunnah claimed responsibility for what it described as a martyrdom operation, and that suggests that it was a suicide bombing. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from the Pentagon.
The base near Mosul is home to both U.S. troops and Iraqi security forces. It also is used by civilian contractors. In a televised statement from Mosul after the attack, Brigadier General Carter Hamm, commander of Task Force Olympia, said no group was spared when it came to casualties.
The killed include U.S. military personnel, U.S. contractors, foreign national contractors, and Iraqi army. The wounded also come from those various groups.
Another military official in Mosul, who asked not to be identified, says that people on the scene at the time of the attack have given conflicting accounts of what happened. According to the official, some said there was one explosion. Others described multiple blasts. It's important to determine exactly what type of explosive or explosives were used and how they were delivered, whether by rocket from as far as 20 miles away or perhaps by suicide attack on the base itself. The answers will tell investigators a lot about insurgents' capabilities and what needs to be done to beef up security in and around U.S. facilities. While they're searching for those answers, military officials face the grim task of notifying relatives of those killed and wounded. In his statement, General Hamm saluted those on the base for their response to the attack.
In that chaos that followed that attack, there was no differentiation by nationality. Whether one wore a uniform or civilian clothes, they were all brothers in arms, taking care of one another. And I think that's something that all Americans, and indeed all Iraqis, can be very proud of.
Mosul, the largest city in northern Iraq, has become an area of increasing concern to coalition forces. In the months immediately following the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, Mosul was spared the kind of violence that seared other parts of the country. But the situation in the city began to unravel earlier this year, and it worsened after the U.S. offensive against insurgents based in the city of Fallujah in November. Last week, reporters asked General George Casey, commander of the multinational force in Iraq, if Mosul now has replaced Fallujah as a safe haven for insurgents. He answered no, although General Casey acknowledged that the insurgents in Mosul are trying to disrupt the election process in Iraq and coalition operations.
What's going on in Mosul, in my view, is not a safe haven. It's an area where insurgents have gone and have had some success against the local security forces. Now, our folks operating with additional Iraqi security forces have restored the status quo, but I will tell you more work needs to be done there to improve the security situation prior to the elections, and it will be done.
Today's attack on the U.S. base was just the latest and most deadly challenge to U.S. forces in Mosul. Earlier in the day, hundreds of students in the city demonstrated against the tactics of U.S. troops. And on Sunday, U.S. forces were the target of two roadside bombs as well as a car bomb. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News at the Pentagon.